From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 922nd performance of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Marty Robbins.
Well, I just been thinking things over. My heart is flowing with tears. My life just don't seem worth living. And it's been this way for years. My skies have all turned to gray now. And I just walk the soles off of my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Well, I'm just knee-deep in the blues. My skies have all turned to gray now, and I just walk the soles over my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Well, I'm just knee-deep in the blues.
Well, thank you, folks, and to each and every one of you, from all of us here at the Grand Ole Opry, a great big welcome.
On deck tonight, Rod Brasfield, the Jordanaires, Miss June Carter, Chet Atkins, Miss Del Wood, the Square Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And as if there wasn't enough going on around here to keep you laughing, I invite over two wacky Winston County pea pickers, Lonzo and Oscar. Well, sir, I guess you can start strapping in your funny bones right now, because here he comes, the Grand Ole Opry's answer to a Martian invasion, Rodney Brasfield!
Thank you. Howdy, Minnie. I mean, Marty.
Howdy, Rodney.
Minnie ain't here, doggone. I miss that, Minnie, don't you?
I sure do.
Glad to see you, Marty.
Glad to have you with
me. Hey, Marty, did I ever tell you the story about the cornflakes?
No, I don't believe you ever did. Why don't you tell me?
I ain't got time.
You ain't got time?
No.
Why not?
It's a cereal. Boy, that just killed me to pull one like that. Let's tell another.
All right, go ahead.
There's two women fighting in the post office a while ago.
Did you stop them?
No, I never touched them.
Why not?
There's a big sign right over them said, letter box.
Speaking of letters. Uh-huh. I see. See there? They told you. Hey, Rodney, speaking of letters, here's a letter right here for you.
Oh, for me?
Yep.
I wonder who it's from. I love to get letters through the post office, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
Let's see who it's from, Marty. It says, my dear orphan son. Oh, that's from Mommy. I know that. She always calls me orphan because Pa's out of work so much. Thought I would write you and tell you all the news. We are all well. Your sister is sick. She has got the hives. As a result, she had to stay home from a picnic, although she was just itching to go. Your big brother, Paul, took paralysis. Well, I was warning. He and his sweetheart, Alice, went swimming. While they were swimming, somebody stole your brother's pants. So he took poor Alice's.
All righty, Ronnie.
Your little brother, Buford, is learning to swim underwater. He dove under yesterday and ain't come up yet. Your sister, Lucy, was in a car wreck last week. It bruised her somewhat and injured her otherwise. I must go now right soon. Our orchard is doing nicely. All but the peaches. They're all full of worms, hoping you are the same, your loving mom. Well, I always love to hear from Mommy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Marty, it's good to see you, boy.
Thank you, Rodney.
I'm glad to visit. I got to go now and see him. Have you seen Uncle Sipe anywhere?
Sure haven't.
I've got to go find that old booger. He broke his arm this morning.
Broke his arm?
Yeah, he did. He was driving a herd of sheep right down the middle of Main Street, taking them to the depot to ship them.
Yeah.
And right in front of Elihu Dobbs' store in Main Street there, he broke his arm.
Well, now, how did that happen, Rodney?
He was trying to make a U-turn.
All right.
Now, what do you say we welcome some more Grand Ole Opry favorites? Two fellas who could prove you can set insanity to the music, Lonzo and Oscar!
Oh, my goodness, boys, I'm telling you. The risk of having a sensible conversation. Tell me, how are you boys?
I'm feeling in very good condition tonight, Marty.
I feel quite good, too.
Well, now, there's something wrong here. Where you boys been?
Well, Marty, we've been making some tours all over the country, and starting July, we're going to Alaska.
Alaska?
Yeah, and we've been making some phonograph records.
Well, now, that's mighty interesting, boys, but you can cut the phony phaser now. Go ahead.
Tear the place apart.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Marty. We would like to sing our very latest Decca record here. It's another one of our parodies, and we're going to get the Jordanaires to help us out on this one here. One called Fallen Star Number 2.
A singer came from nowhere with a record of all pop. The fastest rising star of the year. He bought fine clothes and a limousine car. He's gonna tear the world apart. Another came along with a better song and knocked him off of the chart. He's a fallen star.
A fallen star.
That's what he is. The twinkle in his eye turned into grass. He had it made on the hit parade. A fallen star, that's what he are. He drank a ton of coffee, wrote songs both day and night, trying to find another one to play. But after all that's said and done, it just don't work that way.
Oh, hillbillies never die, they just fade away.
He's a fallen star. That's what he are. The twinkle in his eye turned into grass. He had it made on the hit parade. He's a fallen star. That's what he are.
Well, sir, now, I knew they'd have to get crazy sooner or later, Grant.
Say, Marty, why are you rubbing your arm? Did you bump into something?
Well, nothing like that, Grant. It's just that I gave a fellow back there a piece of advice, and, cousin, you should have seen him thank me. Man, I thought he was going to pump my arm off.
Well, what was this advice, Marty?
Well, you see, he was fretting about what to get his daddy for Father's Day, so I just naturally suggested the pound tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Right off, I could see that P.A. was the answer to his problem.
P.A. is a good answer to Father's Day problems. Pipe smokers love crimp-cut Prince Albert because it's naturally tasty, mild, cool smoking, and always fresh. You know something else? The pound tin is specially gift-wrapped for Father's Day. Yes, sir, all you have to do is write your own little message to Dad on the built-in greeting card that's on the wrapping.
That's right, folks, whether Dad's a pipe smoker or a making man. Get him the gift-wrapped pound tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Believe you me, he'll really enjoy it.
Well, here come all the boys and girls. Looks like we better get a partner, too, for some old-fashioned grand old aqua square dancing to the tune of Old Joe Clark. Our day, children, it's Saturday night. Swing your gel, step right back, next couple of them all die. Well, sir, each Saturday night we like to do a song of faith, a song that carries something for people of all faiths. We hope you like this one we picked for you tonight. There's power in the blood.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, folks. Well, sir, we've had a bundle of comedy and a lot of singing, some fiddling, some fancy dancing. Right now, how about some real fine picking? And I'm talking about Chet Atkins right here. Thank you.
good, Chester. Thank you very much. Now, all you folks, and just forget all your cares, because here comes a gal who can sure drive them all away. It's our little Miss June Carter in person!
Hello there, Marty, old knothead.
Howdy, June.
Oh, what sport coat?
Yeah.
Old pink carnation?
Sure enough.
You know what I've been doing all this last week?
What?
You'll never guess. I've been out there water skiing out there on the whole Hickory Lake.
Yes, what do you...
Yes, sir, I've been doing that. You see everybody doing it these days, all that water skiing. That's what I've been doing all this week.
Where do you do all your water skiing on the Hickory Lake?
Well, I've done most of my water skiing this week in the same place that I done my horseback riding in last year. honest to goodness, you water ski too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
good.
I think I saw you out there today.
Yeah, I was there.
Was you really?
Yeah.
Listen, was you on behind a little yellow jacket boat?
Yeah, that was me.
With yellow skis on?
Yeah.
And a white sport coat?
Yeah.
And a pink carnation?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I'm glad to find that out. You had me worried there for a minute. The way you was coming down that lake throwing your arms and legs, I thought for a while you was egg beater.
Wow.
Was you just a water skiing out there? Huh?
No, I was judging the beauty contest.
Oh, they had a big day today, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to ask you, you was one of them judges. Who's that old boy with you? That old boy, what's his name?
Josephus Diablo.
Oh, he's the one with the nose?
Yeah.
Oh, Josephus Diablo.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about his nose.
What's wrong with his nose?
Well, as noses run, he had a nose in hand. I never saw such a nose. As noses go, his goes way out there. It's obvious nose. No, I take it back. I really do. I take that back. I kind of like his nose. I like the way it turns up on the ends.
Yeah.
And then down. And then sideways. No kidding.
I think he's got a good nose.
He has got a good nose. Really. Honest to goodness, folks, y'all have heard of nose drops. Well, his did. Well, the real reason, I want you to talk to him and see if you couldn't let me be his manager, Marty. I'd like to be his manager. Me and him could make $1 million with that nose of his.
Now, how can you do that?
Well, I could take him down in Georgia, and with that nose he's got, he could hook it on a limb and pick peaches with both hands.
Go now. He could.
No, I take that back, Marty. He's a good old boy, even if he is a nosy old boy.
Yeah.
He's a good old boy. And what I wanted to ask you was, who finally won the beauty contest anyway?
Well, now, it was that girl in the one-piece bathing suit.
Sherry Swizzle.
Yeah.
She won it.
Yeah.
And she had on that real, not that one-piece bathing suit.
That's right.
The way they're wearing them this year, all one-piece bathing suits. That's a style. I'm kind of worried myself. I've just got last year's bathing suit, and it's two pieces. I'm just kind of worried about it.
Well, why are you worried?
I can't figure out which piece to wear. Hey, I gotta run now, Marty. I got things to do.
You got a date, June?
No, you know, this is the time of year when folks sort of clean up and fix up. Besides, I've got a special friend coming up tomorrow.
Oh, is he like all us other fellas, June? I mean, not too neat.
No, I never have to clean up or fix up the house after he's been there. You know, take when he comes over and sets and... for a spell and rolls a making cigarette with Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper?
Yeah.
Neatest thing I ever did see.
Well, now, that's because PA is crimp cut, June. It doesn't dribble out the ends or blow around. Lets a fellow roll a neat, smooth cigarette every time.
That's what I mean.
But there's more. PA is always fresh, cool smoking. And that PA, man, I'm telling you, fellas go for the natural tobacco taste of Prince Albert. And with Father's Day coming up, the gift wrap pound tin of PA makes a mighty fine gift for the pipe smoker or making man you want to remember. Yes, sirree, they all love PA.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now let's welcome back our guest stars, Lonzo and Oscar.
Okay. Hey, Lonzo, did you hear about me and Marty going fishing the other day?
Yeah, I sure did. Did you have any luck?
Boy, I got out there on the lake and I hung a bass weighed 10 pounds.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you catch him?
Catch him?
Yeah.
No, I didn't catch him. I just hung him, Lonzo.
Now, wait a minute here. How do you know he weighed 10 pounds?
Well, Marty called him. I hung him on the scales.
Oh. Well, we'll say that. Friends, you know, we love to write these parodies and number twos, and right now we'd like to sing the other side of our new record with another one of our number twos, Go Gone Number Two. Jordan Ayers, help us out on this.
Get started.
Since you went, food is bad, the sky is gray, I'm getting weaker every day. Canned sardines, pork and beans, since you're gone.
Since you're gone.
Since you went. Still we parted, lost my touch, I'm in dust. Since you're gone,
since you're gone,
oh, 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 oh.
What
I'd give for the corn
bread
I've wasted,
bread I've wasted,
the pancakes I've tasted. Yum, 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 flunky dum. Now you're gone,
now you're gone.
Ain't that pretty?
Flunky dumb. Now you're gone.
Flunky dumb.
Well, thank you, fellas. We always get a great big kick out of your visits. Now let you and me take a little more walking over here, right over this way toward the old country piano. Good friend of yours is holding forth with a tune called Rockin' 88. It's Miss Del Wood. Mighty good, Dell. Thank you. You know, speaking of thanks, this is one of the nights I'd like to thank all of you for the way you've been receiving our Columbia records. I'm speaking about one called Singing the Blues, and this one right here.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. a white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
I'm all dressed up for the dance. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in the blue.
Well, so we've had a real fine time here with you folks. We want to thank you and our good friends Lonzo and Oscar for being with us. Next week we'll send the old buckboard around to pick you up. And in the driver's seat will be the singing ranger, Hank Snow. Hank's bringing along a fine country singing star, Autry Inman. So don't you miss the show. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you again next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Now you ought to discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. A real smoke, I mean. Taste Camel's full, rich flavor, feel smoothness all the way. And you will see why Camels are the leading brand today.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. You can taste the difference between Camels and other cigarettes. Camels are rich-tasting, full-flavored, and deeply satisfying, pack after pack. You can feel the difference, too. The exclusive Camel blend of quality tobaccos has never been equaled for smooth smoking. See for yourself why Camels are the largest-selling cigarette today. Try Camels. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.